So if you're saying Watchers are aliens or even Coathanites, is MJ, accused of being a Watcher, a Coathanite?
No, he's not. He's a half-breed. He's miscegenated.
Okay.
He's
not a full. And are you saying that all Watchers, as shown in Fringe, those characterizations of it, those Watchers are real Watchers? They're all Coathanites and aliens.
Pure.
Does that apply?
No, they're purebred Coathanites. They're pure.
Right.
We can go into those details, but you don't want to do that right this second, because there's no reason to put these in compartments right now, because it'll just confuse you. You're just now figuring out the goodies from the baddies, so we don't want to say that there's types of goodies and types of baddies. So go soft
right.
with your specifics just yet.
Right. So basically I've learned that the aliens that are coming, we call them the new aliens, are my Coathanite buddies from back in the day when I was with Moses and all that.
Of course.
They're friends. So they're coming back to see their friend Bob. And Bob has this other thing going on they're interested in.
We're trying to work it out. They entrusted you to pull this off, Bob. No one else would be willing to do it. Who's gonna talk to a Pentawan to get to where they want to go? Who wouldn't do that?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so I have a statement from Ion that first cobbled together. All resident aliens are Coathanites. Does that mean that the Pentagon aliens are Coathanites?
If they're resident aliens,
yeah.
But all of them are resident aliens. Some of them, just because they're aliens, that means they're resident aliens.
Oh, so what is a resident alien as opposed to a Pentagon alien that's not a resident
alien? We're not going to just yet, because there's a reason. Because just as we said, we don't want to confuse the position so that you start segregating if you're a good one or a bad one or an over or an under or a lefty or a righty. You got hands.
Right.
That's the only point.
Okay, so the resident aliens are Coathanites, and some of them could be among the Pentagon aliens, right? It might be among them as well as other places. Okay, so the Bible prophecy of the aliens coming out of the Eastern Gate, that's in the Bible somewhere. That was written by Ophanel or someone close to Ophanel who knew about the Coathanites and knew they'd be coming back.
It was a scriber, and then that goes through the foundation. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing is true with, like, where did Nostradamus get all his insight? Okay?
Yeah.
He watched what was going on around him, and then he applied it not only in this realm but in potential other realms. And so then he had some weirdo words. Not enough to offend Catherine de' Medici, but right up
right.
that level and then quatrain, everything went good. So then he became a, quote-unquote, seer. And all he was doing was noticing the different fruits of the loom.
He noticed the aliens? He could see them?
He knew the reference had to be something. He didn't call them aliens, but he could call it out, the bill of particulars from the obvious. It's like, oh, my God, the sun came up today. The sun came up today. Well, the sun comes up every day. You know, I've been noticing that. That's on. It's funny. So for him, it becomes the obvious. And now what you may be speaking of is that the Sea of the East is going to swallow the Dragon of the West and all this kind of stuff, and that's what he sees. And everybody else is going, dragon's getting swallowed by the East. What? No way. See what I mean? That the esoteric for him became the sublime.
Right. So how was he seeing things? Were the aliens presenting a hallucination right in front of him that he could watch like a vision?
They weren't. They're not hallucinations. They're fruits of the loom. They're fruits of the loom.
They were visions. So
no,
were they
Don't say that. You don't even know. Okay. What's a vision? You don't even know what the fuck a vision is. Don't use words you don't know what they mean.
It's
not
a mental image.
No.
It's a mental image.
No, it is not a mental image. He's not that smart. No, he notices the environment, and he sees things are different. Like, you're very detailed. Like, when we're having conversation, so nobody's going to blow smoke up your skirt tail because you're going to ask them to death. They're going to yield the position before you get through with them. And we like that. We're not mad about that. That's good. The point is, you're very thorough. And if Bob understands it, by God, everybody can understand it. You see? And that's good because you're a crafter. You ask every syllable. You ask everything. What do you mean? Who are you talking about? What are they saying? What did you say they said? Who was speaking to whom? Those things are very specific because you get the full grammatical picture. You get a word picture. Okay?
Yeah.
That word picture is not some vision that you see. That's actually understanding and embracing the actual blow-by-blow, play-by-play of what's being presented. All Nostradamus did was being very focused on what was being, quote, presented. And he looked at it from the big pictures, and he didn't see the spider or the web or the fly. He saw what the spider web was attached to. Why did it choose that place rather than another place?
Did he do this? Here I'm asking Dino Chris. Did he do this by doing what I do, asking questions of somebody?
Well, yeah, not asking questions of somebody. He didn't. Nobody would talk to him. They wouldn't allow him. They wouldn't allow him to talk to him because Catherine wanted all the words for her. He had a word to say. If they had a word to say, she wanted it. Nobody else, because she was afraid, like you, that somebody was going to get her eye on. You see,
get her eye on, eye on. What would
eye
that
on?
Be?
Hit her. Non-physical.
Oh, an eye on, an eye on.
Yeah.
Okay. She was afraid someone else would get it non-physical. So you're not explaining
correct. Who
did he, Nostradamus, talk to get this information. If he's like me, he interrogates and gets the details. What did he do, and who did he do it with?
He was just observant.
He could watch people in the court and what they were doing, and he would say, oh, this means that Bob in 500 years will be meeting with the aliens. How did he get that from observing things in the court? Was he observing me in the court?
Just being obvious. He was looking at the difference when you can answer the question of why the spider chose here to build its web, to catch the fly, to have his dinner, then you can understand that 500 years didn't mean anything. For him, it wasn't 500 years. It was all the time.
So he saw me doing stuff in the court.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the people there. He was observing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to see the future right there in front of him, because there's no time, but other people don't do that, but he could do it. What gave him the ability to do that?
You.
Because I would talk to him or something? I created Nostradamus to play something back then that would apply to this now.
That your wordsmithing left no other opportunity. You eliminated every other possibility. No. Who are you talking about? Which Nostradamus? No. Which Medici? Catherine did the Medici. Oh, okay. Not the Habsburg line. Not the Habsburg. The straight Medici. Oh, but not Quizno. No, Giovanni. Yes. Right there. Oh, yeah. Hey, you be easy. Don't you mess with Mary Tex. You know, I think. Never on Mary Tex. It's all good.
I saw her.
So anyway.
You sent Bert a TikTok of her. And it was like when Elizabeth was 10 years old or something. And so Mary of Tech is doing this funny spirally wave. She would loop her hand like twice. What was she doing there? What was she signaling? Like, where did she learn that? Why?
Oh, no.
Do it that way?
Because she was doing that from the standpoint of that she could wave, but it was a backhanded wave. I'm not waving at you. I'm fanning myself, and I'm engaging myself. I'm making myself be presented to the back of my hand. Here, you can praise the back of my hand. She was above it all. She was above it
okay.
all.
Okay. Yeah, because there is a phrase in English, I know I like the back of my hand. So she was doing that.
Uh-huh.
The McComb point that indicates the phrase, I don't like the back of my hand, indicates mastery of the situation. So she was showing mastery in the sense of being above it all.
I'm sure Nostradamus had a quatrain made from that very segment right there that you'll find, and then it's written. I mean, it's kind of like we go along, we got the Bible, we got it all done, and then we find the Dead Sea Scrolls that were 5,000 years before that to say, oh, yeah, that was right. Oh, yeah, that is right. Oh, yeah, see the rub?
Okay, so what we have now, Nostradamus used to talk to me, and did he know me as Ophanel?
Yes. Listened to that.
And I would... And I would tell him what was going to happen. And he'd write it down.
No. You were obviously doing your thing. He was listening to your words. He was putting your words into pictures, into sightedness.
And he knew, he couldn't see the future, but my words indicated events in the future. So he just wrote them down and made them mysterious and symbolic.
Yes.
Okay, so that's sort of like James Joyce Finney's way. Joyce knew what he was writing. He knew what things symbolized, but it's more complicated than the Nostradamus writings. But Nostradamus was doing the same thing. He was being a symbolist. He was taking Bob's simple statement of what was going to happen, and he made it into a symbolic poem.
Yes.
Is that the way to say it? Yeah. So did I influence the Emerald Tablets? Did Ophanel have something to do with Ophanel thought? In the Emerald Tablets.
Yes.
Okay. Was Ophanel involved with the aliens in dictating to Joyce, Finnegan's Wake? Was I around for that action? Did I do the statements, or did some other aliens did?
See, no, you're tangling that up a little bit.
Okay.
You're talking about Baba Vanga. That's Baba Vanga.
He's the guy that worked with the aliens and dictated to Joyce Finneganese.
Correct.
Is that another me? Is another Bob?
It's a she.
Yeah, am I that she?
No, but it's where you got your some of your insights.
Right. So that would be she's the Coathanite who talked.
Yeah, from Bulgaria.
Right. So a lot of culture, like Shakespeare, did he get dictated stuff?
Yes. The world is but a stage. That's not U202 or your tiny note chart. Fuck, that's Shakespeare. Fatalism. Are you kidding? What are you talking about, Bob? Come on now.
Well, did Ophanel dictate stuff to him?
Yeah. Corrected him. Left him little pearls. Left him through the pearls before the swine. Yep.
Okay, did I interact with other cultures? Tibetans, the Muslims, Buddhists?
Yeah. Yeah, the yaks. Mm-hmm.
So the yaks would be the animals.
Yeah.
So
that's what people follow yaks. They believe yaks, and yaks have two certain things. It's like the meaning. It's like a picture thing. So yeah, they know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's going to listen to this. I'll play it. There's Bob claiming now he's everybody we ever studied in school. Mm-hmm. For fuck's sake,
right.
Come on, Bob.
Right. And you can find it. It's easy. It's Nostradamus, the complete prophecies for the future. That was in the past, for the future. And you're like, well, damn, it's easy to be right here, right now, and write a book about the past. No, he got it just now and wrote the book back then for now, validating the position. Otherwise, he's a what do you call it when they're a fraud? What do you call it? A charlatan. Otherwise, he's a charlatan. But he was a little too right because he wrote good. He wrote the reading right. Mm-hmm.
But he got it from Ophanel. Or Babaji.
Right now.
Who was it?
Are you?
It was me, but Babaji was talking to Joyce. That was the Joyce.
Baba somebody.
Baba. Yeah. Okay, so another preposterous statement that pisses everybody off. Bob did all this. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Bob did this. I am stringing him along. Okay, we'll go along with this. Play it and let them people handle it. Let them discuss whether Bob is nuts
or not. Tell them to download Les Prophecies. That'd be good.
Okay. In French.
No, in English. French. You can do it in English.
Les.
It's available.
L-E-S, like, which is French for the.
The. Right. Les Prophecies. That's the name of the book, Bob. They have it in English.
Okay.
The name of the work is Les Prophecies.
Yeah, it says that. Wikipedia. Les Prophecies. In brackets, the prophecies is a collection of prophecies by French physician Nostradamus. The first edition appeared in 1555. So you're saying people can buy I know people can buy Nostradamus. So is there something special about this particular edition?
You don't have to buy it. You can download it for free, and they can roll by blow and see what you're working with, see what the fuck you're doing, see what the fuck you're stealing, what you've undone, how you're going to give people eternal life and cut their arms and legs off. You know, Bob. You know the plan.
Okay. All right. So,
You didn't have to say that for the recording. Yeah, that's nice. We get one little gig going, and then you go out it all, Ion. You're gonna tell. And now this is funny. We're giving the details on the private session on the private session. That's crazy. That's ruining everything, isn't it, Bob?
No, I don't get that. You're giving details. Why are you squaring it and saying, on the private session, what's that mean?
Yeah. This is the private session, so we're now giving details on the private session about the private session, which is what we accuse you of doing before the private session in the regular show. But now we're giving details of the private session in the private session itself, which is kind of interesting.
What
talking
details?
About the Nostradamus coming to now, getting information, writing it then, and rough prophecy. If they read about now, the people can download now to see how brilliant he was then for writing down what's happening right goddamn now. That's the session of the session. Yeah, that's it. Books would get that.
Yeah, so you're talking about what you said, and it means somehow that Bob's talking about the private session, in the private session.
How did Nostradamus in 1522 talk about the private session right here, right now? And which quatrain that applies to?
Oh, he does that? Which quatrain is that? Which quatrain are we talking about this session?
Listen, download it. You got a PDF, Bob. We're going to work on PDFs this week. But it's off week, so you can download the PDF, and you can find it on the 17th page.
I ain't looking that shit. I am not looking to it. I only go by that.
Okay. So tell them to look on the 17th page, and it'll be all right.
And the 17th page of whatever the total number of pages is. The 17th page. Okay.
That would be the one after 16 and the one just before 18.
Okay. Next thing. I think you mentioned Jack Ruby was cloned in passing the other night during the show or in my private session, and it was blurred. I think it was in a private session. I mean, in public. It was Jack Ruby cloned, and I was that clone? Is that what you were saying?
We blurred that because we didn't want to cause a scandal, Bob.
Yeah, you said that I, as Jack Ruby, shot Lee Harvey Oswald because I knew he knew. Well,
okay. But then just leave that like that. Don't worry about the clone of a clone of a clone, because now you're going to mess up your storyline because they won't buy that. So just leave it like that. That's good enough. That's good. Just leave it just like that.
Buy that
who gives a fuck? They ain't got no money to buy nothing. Don't worry about it. They support. They can't pay attention, let alone pay for something, Bob. So, they get their money's worth. So, it's enough.
Yeah. So what you're saying, people have to deal with it in their own way. But you're saying the fact is Bob was involved with the Kennedy assassination and shot Lee Harvey Oswald. That's what you're saying.
You shot Joe F.K. the clone. Yes.
I shot JFK also? I was Lee
the
Harvey
clone.
Oswald.
The clone.
Yeah, I shot the clone because I was part of the
clone. Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot anything. He didn't shoot anything. That's why you had to kill him.
Okay, so I shot Kennedy. That's a new thing. Yeah, we got an exclusive. Carolyn Jones here, but she's upstairs. But maybe she's listening. But that's pretty good. I shot the clone, which didn't matter.
And J.R. Right. And then J.R. Ewing started getting real popular. Then you ended up shooting him, too, and blamed it on Chris, Sue Allen's sister.
Which character was I in Dallas?
J.R. Ewing, silly.
And then I shot myself?
No, you shot the character J.R. Ewing because he was getting more popular. J.R. Ewing was getting more popular than J.R. Bob Dobbs. So you had to get rid of him. You had to get rid of him because he was getting too famous.
But he was me. I was playing.
I know. But it didn't make any difference. So was Ofenail. And that didn't work good either. So, calm down.
Ofenail, what? So Ofenail did what that didn't work? What was that? What did he do that didn't work?
He lost flavor. He's starting to lose flavor.
Okay, so you're saying that I wrote the death of J.W. J.W. Ewing in Jerry Ewing.
J.R.
script. That's
J.R. Ewing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're saying that's a, so I wrote the script. That's how you're saying I control that.
Okay. See, you what you're doing is you're getting clear. What Nostradamus did was look and make a picture. He saw a picture, and then he described a picture as best he could. And he had to put it in wordy words that they understood back then, with the we's and the was and the woos and the thou.
Yeah, where did we look at? Now we're back to the vision, the hallucination. Where did he, how did he see a picture?
Right here, he's looking at it.
It was
your
up
words,
in front of him.
When you have it, when you get an explanation, when you get something explained to you, there's nothing left to the imagination. Nothing. Otherwise, you won't let it go. You'll keep asking until you get it clear, no matter what it is. You don't get, even the most silly thing in the world that nobody gives a fuck about. No. Which refrigerator? You're talking about a refrigerator. You're talking about a meat box. Which meat box? There's a lot of meat boxes. What door do you open to get to the cold part of the meat box? Now look, stop. You're not going to get away with it. We need to know exactly. Is it like some place where you put things that are already cold or you put things that are going to get cold? Is that what you're saying? So now, wait. Okay. You put hot things in, you put cold things in the cold box, right? And then you put cold things in the oven, and it becomes the hot thing. Then you have to let it cool because it's too hot to eat. Is that because you put it back in the meat box, or is it because we have a meat box? What happens if you don't have a meat box? Does everybody have a meat box? And is it cold? So all meat boxes cold, so you have to plug them up. So if you unplug the meat box, does it still stay cold? No. Well, what good is a meat box if it doesn't stay cold? Nostradamus could do a quatrain about refrigerators. He can do a whole world on that. How the meat will last forever in the cold box, the box of cold, the box
like
of
I
cold.
I can visualize something in my mind. Is that what you mean? He had a vision. He had an image. It was just in his mind, and the blank screen of his black.
He couldn't do that. He didn't do that. He would see it. He would actually see it.
Would he see it out with his eyes open? Did he have his eyes open when he saw it?
Yeah. And he would see a cobweb in a window. Okay, and he would ponder why that cobweb was there. What was the spider contriving when he built his cobweb there? Was that where the best flies were? Was that where the best that he can snatch in his web? So he looked at that and he pulled the whole conversation out of the idiosyncrasies of that maybe doppelganger spider. We didn't know which the real spider was. He might have been a double, the doppelganger spider, to calculate the details, especially Hendiades and a cobweb. That's pretty fucked up, Bobby. Even you can't quite do that. If that's not the LaRouche quadrant, we don't know what is. Hendiades and a cobweb.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not. But he could look at that cobweb and see it and get every detail about the refrigerator, the meat box.
The future technology.
Yeah. How the spider got smart enough to know where to put the web.
Beg your pardon?
How the spider was smart enough to know how the spider got the information to know where to build the web. Why don't they put the meat box in the living room or in the upstairs? Why don't they put it upstairs? It'd be easier if you just get up in the middle of the night and get a drink. It'd be good to have the meat box upstairs. Well, the fly knew that that would not be an appropriate place, so the spider knew to build the web to catch the spider in the most appropriate place, which now predestines the meat box to go in the kitchen where you do the preparing of the food. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, JWYon.
Girl, we tearing it up tonight. Bob's undoing. He's so far undone the Medicis. He's undone Nostradamus. And little Lord Fauntleroy will never be the same. He was invaded. Yeah, it was pretty sad. And then we've undone, what else have we undone? We saved
nothing.
Chad, and we, no, nothing. Okay. Yeah, we did nothing. It was busy, though.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find out how Nostradamus, what did he see? What's the quality of his vision? Hey, you're making
He would see a bush. He would see a bush, and he would look at the details, like you asked questions, Bob, and he would get so entwined in that visual thing that words would flow out of him regarding the thing he saw.
Words would flow out of him, out of Nostradamus, out of himself, and plus
details.
Visions.
No, details. No vision. It's no vision. You're saying visions like it's something inside that wells
you're
up
now
like
saying
a
it's words that came to him. He would look at the spider's
No. We're saying that he would look at the thing, a flower, a bush, a thing, and he would see it so completely that he would be able to see what you say is the future in that thing. And he would write words regarding so explicit on that thing that it would now apply to right here. The sea shall fall and the west will come and blah, blah, blah. All those things that he'd come up with apply for now. Because he was giving uber attention to the details of the things he was seeing that his eyes led him to see. Now, you do the same thing, Bob, but you do it with wordsmithing, word crafting. You do the exact same thing, but you use words, not you use visions, pictorial visions of things that come to you.
Yeah, I have it in my diary when I met T.S. Eliot. When I met T.S. Eliot and James Joyce, I'd get visions of the fascism of the future.
No. Don't bring your chart into this. You're not qualified to talk about your chart. You know better than
that. Is Karen qualified to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. She's forgotten at least as much about it as you have, Bob. That's for sure. And she can spell the big words good, too. So that's nice. It's good.
Okay, so that was a lot of wonderful explanation. Much was learned. The audience was delighted. Even was funny. Okay, so. So the Jack Ruby was cloned. That hasn't been clarified completely yet. You're not talking about that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is Trudeau, Justin Trudeau's ex-wife, is she aware of anything in her life, or she just sleeps and tries to ignore what's going on?
Oh, she's fine. She's fine. What's wrong with her? Nothing wrong with her. She got out. She knew what time it was, so she moved on. It's all good.
Well, is she interested in having a perspective on it or telling her friends what she knows? Just keep it to herself?
Why would you? Why? She has status, she has place, she has money, she's good. What's to talk about, Bob?
So what does she do? How does she spend her time?
Well, she lounges and she goes to the spa and she gets her nails did and she gets her face put on and she goes to the beauty parlor and she goes to the boutique and she goes she loves to tag sale. Going to tag sales, she loves to find things, little trinkety stuff. And so she slips into those kind of things. She likes she used to read, but she did, now her eyes are no good. Her eyes have left her, so she doesn't read anymore. But she likes to travel a little bit, but now she's kind of like, no, now she's unknown. She was known, and now she's the great unknown. Now nobody gives her time of day, so she can actually move around a little bit easier. But then, you know, it's like paparazzi aren't chasing her. See?
Right, but like, oh. she... she had a yoga mat, did a yoga demonstration once for Justin on TV or something. Does she do yoga still?
She, unlike you, she actually does her stretches, yes, unlike you, Bob.
But she doesn't go into her central nervous system and, like monks do, years of sensory denial.
She just doesn't want to get a champagne gut like Barry McLuhan.
Okay. So she's just concerned about her physique and how she looks.
Oh, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Bob?
No. So listen to this.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Angels are made up of argon. Have you said that?
They are a constituency of argon. There is no place that there are angels that argon is not present.
So it's not there as a chemist would see a substance in the body of the angel.
Yes, it would be around them. Argon is a gas. It would be around them.
Okay. So in the famous story of Jason and the Argonauts, is that referring to angels?
Of course.
So Jason had angels working for him. That meant he controlled them? That's the only way angels cooperate, if you control them, right?
If you would bother to look at the keys and airs one time, you might come to that conclusion too, Bob. And maybe you should be having a session with Carolyn. She could school you on this stuff.
Yeah, I know that. So Jason the Argonaut, is there other stories about angels and stuff in Greek mythology, like the Jason and Argonaut story?
Basically all of mythology comes from that same place. It's where they can't explain it, so they make it a demigod and a god and a god and a bob and
an ot.
An un-bob.
They make it an ot, an A-U-T. Mm-hmm. They make it an ot. Mm-hmm. So
That's correct. Good.
But it's always interacting with angels, not aliens. Or are they mixed? And we couldn't tell the difference.
What's the difference? You couldn't. That's a great point, Bob. You're exactly right. Here's an angel. He didn't come from here. He wasn't born here. He was delivered here. He came from somewhere else. By definition, that's an alien. You see.
Because he didn't come from here. Right.
Correct. That's right. So by definition, right. But now there are aliens who are not angelic. They're still aliens.
Right. Okay.
We keep doing that over and over and over again, so we make sure that we're saying the words so that you get them, but you know that there is the differentiation. And now you want to talk about resident aliens and non-resident aliens, and that's when I said, okay, we can talk about that, but we don't want to use the energy to confuse you. We've just now segregated the angels from the regular aliens, because the aliens that you're going to meet, and we promise you before a most sovereign God, Dr. Carolyn Dean, are not angelic. That's for sure. And if they are angelic, we are in trouble.
Did you just say a minute ago that some aliens are not angels? I think you said that
in
passing.
That's correct. No, it wasn't passing. It was the case. Yeah.
Okay.
All angels are alien because they didn't come from here. But not all aliens are angelic.
Okay. Is that what you mean by there's no time? We can alter it.
Yeah.
We can make it slow. We can make fast. That's why there is time, but you're leaving out the fact we can alter it. And so you say there's no time, but there is time, but we can alter it.
No, there's not.
Is that your definition
not.
Of no time? The fact that we can fucking alter it.
You do all the time.
Yeah.
We're not
is that
talking
what you
about
mean
timing.
By there's no time? Because there's nothing
there
constant?
There is no time. Correct.
No,
there
is no
that's
time.
That's not true.
There is time.
That's not true. That's not true. That's true. It's constantly changing. So that's what's constant.
Yeah,
there's no constant, but it's constantly changing.
That's what you mean. There's no constant idea. What do you think of this, Carolyn? Oh, no breakthrough after 12 years. There's no constant of time, is the fact.
But there is
time.
There's not time. It is something y'all made up that's going to judge you. We were talking about timing. The timing can be done instantly, or you can drag it out if you want to. It's up to you.
Okay. There's some kind of difference there. Okay. So, but back to this So you're saying we do the slow road. What's that got to do with the leaping out of a cell, which is stuck in itself and splitting?
We were doing the slow road, but not much longer, because now it's
because the environment is changing. That's why you're bringing in the environment. Because the environment is changing, fucking up this natural evolution, this natural ascension process. Sorry for using the word evolution.
That's fine. What it's done is it's creating a new sense of urgency. Otherwise, we could take another 1,000 years, if that's what you want to count it by, another 10,000 years, if that's what you want to count it by, and work this out and work up a white paper on it if you want to. But that's not the point. The point is now it's time to go home. So we're not mincing it. There's nothing to play with anymore. It's like, let's go.
Yeah, what was that line? The bar is closing. You can go somewhere else.
Here. This is like last call at the bar. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, and here is this earth dimension, and we got to leave it, go to our original home, so there's two levels of home. You can't stay here, and you can go home and go different places here, but you can't stay in the bar.
You don't have to go home. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here at the bar. That's right.
Yeah.
Here at the
bar.
But
on another level of
the
home,
bar.
We have to go home. On another level, that's not accurate. We do have to go home. The real home.
We agree.
Yeah. Okay.
So. But do you need to go home as an ascended god or in a spam can?
Yeah. Okay. So I think, Carolyn, you can start your part. I didn't get much soundbite, but maybe I'll get some after you talk. But I don't know if we've got clarity on the our product. But I won't play any of all that. Might play the last thing where you do explain. When
clarity.
I finally came
did
in.
Did we get clarity?
When,
did
when
we get
I
clarity on who's
in,
goddamn it was?
Yeah, when Carolyn, when I started to finally answer Carolyn, that part we could probably play, even though I get into an argument about that, too. But you see the sloppiness of the previous thing. You're not making complete sentences. You're just saying, well, this will stop. Like, I don't know what the codons do yet. I haven't got it in my mind. And if I don't know, nobody's going to get it.
And then know what a codon is. So how would you know
so
what they
Carolyn,
do?
Maybe you want to start your questions picking up on this argument, and you get your clarity from it. So you start.
There's no argument, but we'll answer the questions as they go, as we able.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going mute, Carolyn. You're on.
Now, is a stop the same as just allowing replication to continue? Is it like two negatives being neutralized?
Not exactly. It's kind of like the AUG codon and methionine. You know methionine very well. That's not a stop. That's a start over. At the start of a protein. So you're right, the words would be okay, but you have to have that break in order for it to replicate 144,000 double helix strands.
You have a stop-start-over is the making the 144,000. That's the phrase.
Correct.
A stop-start-over is the how you make 144,000.
Yeah, right. Okay. And that doesn't go one at a time. Once that process starts, it goes pretty quick. Once you make the perfect cell, you're getting right on with it, then.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we talked about this years ago. Was it the mitochondria that was the thing that did this process of start over?
Well, that's the process. That's the polymerase is where you cut it off and say cut it off. And instead of making a new cell, we make another double helix strand. Because see, each cell has one.
There's a distinction, Ion. Instead of making a new cell, you make a double helix strand. What is? Uh-huh. How is a double helix strand different from a cell? We need to know that to understand what you just said.
No. The nucleic acid in that individual cell contains 23 chromosomes, one double helix strand. And what the codon in the new amino acids do, the stop, stops that process and allows each cell to have 144,000 double helix strands contained in that one cell. And that's why we said one drop of RNA drops begins that process, because you introduce the new information that allows the body to say, something's fucked up here. We're not doing this. How are we going to do this? We don't have that. and then on and on and on and on, and you have the completement formulas, and you build it to a place where all of a sudden the body morphs into the perfect breeding ground for each cell to have 140 to create 144,000 double helix strands inside each individual cell. And once that cell has 144,000 double helix strands, you never have to make another one of that cell, the perfect cell. And once that happens, then cellular striation, when the body's complete, you don't make any more cells because those cells are perfect. You don't dump any. You don't lose any. You have it. And that's how you're eternally perfect as a God.
So wow. Ultimately, you want to start. You went, wow, Carolyn?
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, Bob,
you,
let me just say.
But you want
say,
to stop making cells.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop making cells.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, Bob. When you get one cell with 23 double helixes, then the stop codon stuff says, okay, there's my cell. I'm going to make another cell that looks just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes and does it and does it. So all the cells have 23 chromosomes. But when
yeah,
we stop
yeah. When you say chromosome pairs, is that a
yeah.
double helix strand?
It
yeah,
is.
A chromosome pair.
Yeah.
It is.
So
okay,
when you
so
stop
cells
that.
Do, cells make chromosome, they get 23 chromosome pairs, and then they do it again within themselves, and that's bad. But
no,
if they leap out of the cell.
Not within themselves. They make a whole new bud. There's a new cell buds off.
Yeah.
But
hey, Carolyn,
when they stop
Carolyn.
Doing that budding off and they keep making more double helixes in the one cell and it gets 144,000, that's the perfect cell. And that's why we need to stop the stop codons.
What do the stop codons do? No. What do the stop codons do?
The stop codons will stop at 23.
Mm-hmm.
And make another cell. You don't want to stop at 23. The, our
right.
products make you keep going.
Yeah.
You get a big cell with 144,000.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
What does our stuff do to the cell so it keeps making the 23s? But they're not cellular. They're just more and more crammed into the cell, the original cell, with 23 pairs.
The three amino acids. But, like Ion said, the RNA drops have already been effective in stabilizing the DNA so that it will make these perfect cells. You know, remember the Xerox copies. We've got
right.
to have
Right, they're never
really
as good. They're never as good as the original. And that's what degradation, that's why you age, that's why you falter. It changes. That's right.
Okay, so the drops do what? They don't do this 144,000, do they?
No, that's what we just learned today. The RNA
mm-hmm.
drops stabilize the DNA so that the
mm-hmm.
mRNA can make perfect double
mm-hmm.
helix strands.
Does it start to do that?
Breathing.
Does it start to make
yeah.
them? No.
Yeah.
It doesn't no. start to make them.
No.
It
greases. It greases the cake pan so the cake doesn't stick. It greases the
Fuck
cake
that
pan
shit.
So the
I don't know what that means. Don't say that.
Don't worry about it.
Deal with
don't
the fucking thing.
This is
no,
cake.
We don't want to worry about it.
Stabilizes DNA.
Carolyn, make a little
and
note.
What does that do? No, no. We're doing
Lord.
The stabilizing ion. We stick to the
it,
few words.
It gets the DNA ready for the three amino acids to start the replication of the 144,000.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, make a little